jessandducko. Nick, Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
There we go. I stumbled across this. I've only got one line, and then we need to elaborate.
Sure.
Okay.
Vending machines kill 4 times as many people a year than sharks.
Vending machine.
Vending
machine. Now, I know
machines.
You said we have to elaborate, but yes. May I have one follow-up question?
Yes.
What's the cause of death? Is
this is what I want to discuss.
Is it toppling? Is it getting stuck and then dying of starvation?
Is it too much sugar?
Oh, is it like linked, like loosely to the obesity epidemic?
Yeah.
See, it might be, but let's pretend it's not.
Death by Twix.
Let's pretend it's death by vending machine, because what I want to dig down on is we know how a shark's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And lots more shark attacks happening recently.
Yeah, totally. I feel like there's one reported every few weeks.
Yes. Now, I'm not saying this stat is recent or how accurate it is. I did see this on online, all that's interesting Instagram page. But how do you think a vending machine kills someone?
I reckon, here's my theory, because I am slightly ashamed to admit it, but we used to rock vending machines a little bit.
And to get the stuff out. Yeah,
so while the other half of your gang was cow tipping, half was vending machine tipping.
And you can never do it. Did you ever get it done? It was so hard.
We did in my apartment. We had a very susceptible Snickers line. And so we could get Snickers.
So sorry, the rocking is to loosen up the candy, not to tip it over.
No.
Because otherwise you're breaking the vending machine.
To rock the candy out and then it falls to the front and then
Understood.
You just scoop it out.
Yeah. Okay.
And we managed to do it. But I reckon if you rocked it too hard, it's going to fall on you. Very heavy.
Crushed.
You reckon it's death by crush.
Could it be death by putting your hand in the flap and up into the bowels of the vending machine?
Yes, and then just holding on.
And holding on, then it getting
Or maybe you're 127 hours-ing it.
Yes.
Oh,
you're stuck,
Aaron
and then
Ralston.
you have to hacksaw your own arm
off. And then you die of blood loss.
And then you die of blood loss.
Yep.
While your other arm is still attached to that, sour Skittle pack.
Could it be death by procrastination because you don't know what to pick?
Oh, God.
Could be. You
could it
starve.
Be death by grossness because you don't have the 20 cents because they've jacked the price up of the big cookie? It's now $2.20.
Oh.
So you get on your belly to scrounge around underneath the vending machine because people drop change.
Oh.
And then you're so grossed out by what you find, you die.
I just want macadamia and white chocolate cookie.
Come on,
like
why did they jack up the price?
Has the AI gotten so good on the vending machines that if you insult it, it becomes sentient and then punches you in the face?
Wow, it starts spitting the candy at you, one to the temple.
Yeah.
Kaplitsky.
Ah, Maltesers. Ah, Skittles.
Ah, here we go. I had the answer for us.
Okay, were we correct in any of our guesses?
Yes. Oh. Almost all reports of these 4 deaths per year, this is in the United States, were people caused by people tipping the vending machines over onto themselves.
Wow.
Trying to get chocolate out.
They've rocked it back, but it's come back.
Yeah.
The momentum has tipped it the other way.
Yeah.
It's hard to rock a vending machine because usually they're tucked into nooks and crannies. So
you can't
tip it backwards.
Maybe in the States they're not. Maybe in the States they're a bit more freestanding.
Maybe.
Just in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because I know vending machines massive in Japan. They have vending machines, everything. You get hot coffee out of them. You can get anything.
Used sushi.
You can get undies. Used undies.
Used undies.
Yeah,
is that like a whole
fetish?
Yeah, a whole fetish thing.
The prisoners.
You can get anything from vending machines in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, you can get hot meals.
Yeah, you can.
Who wants the undies?
Creepy men, I presume.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
You sniff them.
I've seen that episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, used undies.
The average vending machine weight, 640 pounds. Quick math, Skilly.
Well, it's about 300 kilos.
That's a lot.
That's heavy.
That's a car. Oh, maybe not.
It'd be a smart car at best.
It'd be a small car.
Yeah.
That's a small car.
We had a busy day yesterday, team.
Oh, yeah. We had to get some new marketing shots done. You might have seen our mugs around on the odd billboard or bus.
Yeah.
Of course, across social media, but I had to go down and get some new ones done.
Yeah, because you might not realise that Ducko's never taken a photo with us.
No.
He was just stitched into our old photos.
Yeah. Right. I had to go do my own photo shoot and you guys used your old photos and I was just plugged in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Which I would like to put on the record, I fought against.
Yeah, I
was
know.
Very happy to get the new photos done as a team.
It's
but no,
awkward.
They went, no, just Ducko, we'll stitch you in
because
the Photoshop.
What they did for that, they're like, all right, you're going to be next to Jess, so can you lean this way a bit and
as
pretend,
you're leaning.
Like, pretend you're leaning on Jess and look at her? And I was just like looking at nothing like, hey, bestie.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it was so awkward.
That. Imagine your formal photos but heightened by a million because it's everyone's watching.
It's
and
lame.
It's just,
they ask you to do lame things.
You're trying to take direction. Goodness.
You're just standing in a room full of people
watching
on a white
photos.
Background. They're like, all right, now just have a dance for a bit.
Just be natural.
Okay.
Okay. If, and then it's that awkward, like, what do I do with my hands?
Exactly.
Where do these things live?
If you want to have a look at the Nick Jestucco Instagram page, there's 10 seconds of vision of us having a dance.
Yep.
And someone has commented saying, Jess, it looks like you farted on the boys and you're trying to swish it away with your flouncy dress. I'm like, yep, awesome. Okay, I really hope they capture that in the new images. Yeah. I farted on Nick and I'm waving it away.
It started off as a doozy of a day when the Gill Man needed eyebrows.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yep.
Makeup artist Eva was saying, oh, geez, you don't really have any eyebrows. I'll pencil some in for you. I was like, don't go too hard because
that's not
people
what I look
expect
like.
Me to not have eyebrows. Okay.
You're just like you're frowning the whole time.
And then I showed you two and I was just like, what do you think, guys? Too much? And you both paused for way too long.
And then, well, she was right there.
And
right
then
there.
Go, oh, it's
it
different.
Looks great, man.
Thanks, guys.
We're not photographic makeup artists. Like, she knew what needed to be done for you to look good on camera. But in real life, we were like, whoa.
And then I had a big watch tan from my Apple Watch.
That's right.
Oh, my whole wrist was white. And they're
no
like, no, we're going to need to. They put 3 coats of makeup on my wrist to cover up my watch
wrist
tan.
Wrist makeup.
I had wrist makeup.
Wow.
Do you know what? The cosmetics industry is so ahead of the game. They probably have a specific wrist makeup.
Yeah, which is vastly different to face foundation.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
The texture of the skin, wildly different.
Let's not act, though, that the highlight wasn't a crate being brought out. Because a little behind the scenes for you, Hit Fam, Nick is obviously way taller
He's
than
too
both
tall.
Of us. But usually it's on Nick to shorten and you are left doing the splits, essentially.
Yeah, most of the photos that we've ever done together, I've just got to do the splits and lower myself a bit.
And get down. But no, we were raised to your height.
The best was they took a few photos of us normally without the crate. They went, stop. They all started whispering.
Yeah, don't even worry about
Bring in the crate. We're going to get a crate for you too. And I just thought it was just me, to be honest. And I was so relieved that you're
on
my crate,
too. Yeah.
And Jess and I were dancing on a crate next to Nick, trying not to fall off. Yeah, it felt good to be that high.
It
you know?
Did,
yeah. It's nice. Did you feel, you know, any different up there?
To be honest, it felt weird looking at you in your eyes, because usually I talk to your nipples, you know what I mean? Whereas to just look into your eyes without craning my neck.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think
Scream's
more natural as well, when they put on like a Beyonce song and we're all dancing on a crate together.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Just the most natural three besties ever.
Yeah, just try and, Nick, just try and nestle into Jess and Ducko, but just don't go on the crate.
Yeah. Don't go on their crate. And then we got to the point like, okay, don't look seedy. Don't look creepy.
Yeah, it's just grinding on each other.
It's very hard to dance trying to avoid a crate without looking a little bit humpy.
Exactly. Well, you've got to keep close. You can't social distance in a
Gil,
photo.
Old Humpy Gil was out there with his hips. I'm like, Nick, less hips. Less hips.
But right now, moving on, guys.
Yeah.
131060. What did you accidentally wrap? Now, this is during the Christmas present wrapping. Unless you accidentally, like, did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme or something. I don't know how that would
just
happen.
Just burst out of
just
me.
Just burst out. Whoopsies. No, what did you accidentally wrap? Because a mate of mine, we were talking the other day, and he was regaling us in a story from many years ago where he was wrapping up a number of the family's gifts. It was like his job. He had all different wrapping papers all over the table and different gifts and different sizes and stuff like that, wrapping them all up. Later in the day, he tried to do some reading and put his glasses back on, but he realised that he could not find his glasses.
Oh no.
Now, the problem was that he'd wrapped the presents around this time of year, like the start of December. So a couple of days go by and he's just like, cannot find my glasses.
Could he not
anywhere.
Find the glasses because he couldn't find his glasses?
He's blind.
You know, you're blind. I always wonder that when people lose their glasses. I'm like, how are you meant to find them?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do there?
You can't see.
You know what I mean?
This is really hard for you.
That's difficult.
How do people put contacts in? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Without putting your glasses on, how do you see your eyeball?
Yeah.
Do you always just keep one in? But you can't close that eye because then you need to put in the other one, don't you?
Oh, jeez.
It's really hard.
Anyway, so what happened was a couple of weeks had passed by this stage and he just bought a new pair of glasses.
You got to.
And he lamented that because on Christmas Day, everybody's opening up their gifts and his sister opens up the jumper that he gave her. And with the jumper was a beautiful pair of turtle shell glasses, which were his. And she's just like,
"What?
First of all, I don't need glasses, Martin. And secondly, why are they your glasses?" And he's like, "Ah, thank God." He'd wrapped them up and for 3 weeks they'd been sitting under the tree. He'd already bought a new pair. And then there we go.
I mean, this is on Martin. If I'm ever wrapping a soft jumper and I feel a hard, spectacle-shaped thing, I'd go, something's in this jumper that maybe shouldn't be in the jumper.
But Martin probably couldn't see that well after his wrap, even though he's feeling it.
And he was in such a wrapping frenzy that his hands were just moving independent of his body almost.
But aren't your other senses supposed to be high? heightened if one has been reduced? Like, if he can't see that well, surely he can feel the glasses out.
Yeah.
I love this. Sophia has got in touch on the Nick Jostako Instagram page. She said, I've accidentally wrapped sticky tape, but literally every time I wrap a Christmas present. So now I have 5 on hand and someone always opens a present with the tape inside. I just consider it a bonus present.
Little gift.
A little gift of sticky tape. Yeah.
If you had 5 around and you keep wrapping it up, wouldn't there just be more sticky tape being wrapped up?
This is a great point. Yes. You can get back to Sophia.
That's why you put everything in just like garbage bags or plastic bags, you know what I mean? And just
bags.
And so you can always look in it. And nothing's in there. Just here you go, sis.
Sorry.
Here you go.
You're not putting anything in a garbage bag.
And you just write in permanent marker on the outside.
Yeah. Like you stretch the bag out, like write in like present. Here, dear.
It's like when people leave the David Jones bag under the tree. I'm like, no, mate.
Yeah, I'm
put
big fan
it
of
in a bag.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of reusing. Recycle.
I mean, you can't argue with that, can you? No. But at the same time, put a bit of effort in, would you, darling?
Oh, the wrapping Christmas presents, I'm so bad at.
I know, it's always one person's job in the house, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're either the rapper or you're not the rapper.
I can't rap.
But there's no amount of practice or concentration that I can give the exercise that makes me a better rapper.
You've either got it from birth, I think, or you don't.
Yeah, it's like when you used to contact your school books. You've either got it or you don't.
Oh,
you
I'm so bad at it. So many bubbles.
You can do that task
so
or you can't
bubbles.
Do that task. It's the same with the rapping.
Yeah.
The old registration sticker on the car. Did you have bubbles in that back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. I think I've had to do that.
They don't exist anymore.
That was Dad's job.
Yeah, do it.
He
don't.
Was the one who did it.
Yeah. So 13, 10, 60. What'd you accidentally wrap? Maybe grandma wrapped the cat up, gave it to you.
Maybe.
You never
Fran,
know.
Fran, don't do that. You've got to poke some holes in it, you know?
Yeah. It's got to breathe. Oh, she can't see. Nan doesn't know. She's on the way out.
Yeah, she wrapped her glasses last year.
Remember our Call of Fame? 2 nights accommodation. Added 2-bedroom beach house and ladies beachside retreat. So
beautiful.
13, 10, 60. What'd you accidentally wrap? We'll do it next.
Steve's in Turralba. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Have you accidentally wrapped something?
It wasn't me. It was a mate of mine told me a story. His grandmother had a health issue and she had to provide a sample, went to the bathroom, misplaced the cup thing they gave her, some sort of container.
Yeah.
And when
poo scooper.
Didn't want to ruin the Tupperware. Anyway, she got Christmas wrapping paper and wrapped it up.
No.
What do you mean, Steve?
She took it to the, she didn't want to put it in the handbag either. So she carried it, went to the bus stop, got on the bus, put the sample next to her in the Christmas wrapping on the seat next to her and got off at the stop at the other end and it was stolen.
No, because it was a wrapped up turd and they just thought it was a gift.
She actually wrapped it
and taped it. It's a ship present. Very good, Steve. Very good.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, that's funny.
So she walks into the, you know, the drop-off place and she's like, damn it.
Where's me?
I don't have it.
Where's my shit present?
So she had
to she got off the bus. But as she got off the bus, but imagine the thief that took it. Imagine his look on his face when he opened it.
Oh, well, what a lesson for him.
Yeah, that's
her,
true.
You know?
It's
what a lesson for them.
Lesson.
Yeah. Don't be stealing presents.
But also, when
you pick that up
from Granny, I'm sure she's not doing really hard ones. So when you pick it up, like, it would be, you'd feel, like, the texture would be, what is this?
A bit sloshy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how is wrapping paper keeping it contained?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's in the cup still, I guess.
She said he said he misplaced the cup.
Yeah,
that's
I think she
why
just
didn't
want to
ruin the Tupperware.
Just straight,
straight into the paper, Steve, yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
How is that staying
contained?
She was embarrassed to tell the story to people, family, whatever, but yeah, she...
Just as well you told it on the radio.
I'm so glad you told it.
I believe she had to go back the next day and repeat it all, but obviously she got a container.
She got the container, exactly.
Charlestown Square, the number one shopping destination this Christmas.
Christmas time.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
Nick, Jess and Ducko's Elfing Good Christmas.
All right, here's the score. Charlestown Square, we send an elf for you, the Hit family, if you register at hit.com.au. And the elf goes around for 60 seconds and grabs all that they can from Coles, Target, Meijer, Casey's Toys and Lego Certified Store, if you get through.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to select our elf because last year was Pez. He threw out his suit and we thought, well, you're going through the audition process again.
Exactly. The fire may have gone out, so we've got to reignite that spark.
Yeah, you can't throw it away and act like you want to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't care how high you rate in the afternoon.
And so what we've done is we've pitted him against Shawnee B. Ooh. Versus Pez in a 3-day tournament starting today.
I guess what I heard yesterday, true
What's
story,
that?
They both drove to the Central Coast together to get their photos.
Yeah.
Didn't say a word the whole trip.
Shut up.
Yeah, they hate each
Game
other.
On.
They just had Silent Night on repeat.
The a cappella version.
The acapella.
Just a small child.
Silent Night.
It was a frosty car trip,
wasn't it?
Okay, here's leg one. Okay, today is the first day of the tournament to see who wins. Winner takes all and gets to be the elf. We thought elves need to be able to interact with children. So we brought my twins into the studio, and Perry and Shawnee B need to interact with my children and get these answers out of them. My kids, notoriously shy. Their favourite food, their favourite parent, their favourite activity, sing their favourite song, and what's the hardest thing they've ever done and why. Each one of these is worth 1 point. Winner takes all.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. So here's how Pez went down.
Hey, Otis, can I ask you a question? What's your favourite meal?
The pasta.
You like pasta? Very nice. Very cool. Do you have a... Now, this is going to be a tricky one, but do you have a favourite parent? Do you like mum or dad the best?
Mummy.
You like mummy the best? Have you got a favourite activity with daddy, though? What do you like to do with daddy?
No.
You don't have a favourite activity with daddy? What do you like to do with daddy? What's your favourite thing to do with dad? Nothing?
No.
Nothing? No. Oh, what's... Do you have a favourite song?
Not a fish.
Can you sing a little bit for me?
No.
How does it go? How does this the fish song go? Fishy, fishy, fishy. Is that how it goes?
No.
How does it go? Can you tell me how it goes? The fish are in the water. Is that how it goes?
That's no.
How does it go? Tell me. You should tell me because you know how to sing it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go. What's the hardest thing you reckon you've ever done and why? You don't know? Come on, sing me that fish song. Come on.
No.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you, Harriet, what your favourite food is? What's your favourite meal?
No.
You don't have a favourite meal? You don't like to eat? You don't like to eat food? Does Otis eat all the food? Who do you love better, mummy or daddy?
Dada.
Dada. You like dada better. See, that's good. Does dada, do you like to do something in particular with daddy? What's your favourite thing? What's your favourite activity to do with daddy? What is he? What's that? What do you like to do with daddy? What do you like to play with dad? Do you have a favourite game with daddy?
No.
No? Cuddles? Do you like having cuddles with daddy? Yeah, can you say that?
No.
No? You don't like cuddles? I thought you liked cuddles. Do you have a favourite song with dad? Or do you have a favourite song? Row, row, row your boat. You know that song? Do you know row, row, row your boat? Do you want to sing it for me?
No.
No? What's the hardest thing you've ever done in your life and why? Is it this game? Can we just quickly ask you what your favourite activity with dad was? Do you want to just have a bit of a think?
No.
Nah, okay, all right. So you don't have a favourite activity. What's your favourite song? Come on, sing it for me. 3, 2, 1. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. You go.
No.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Oh, he didn't do great there.
Nah.
He did not do great.
Nah.
But Sean hasn't gone yet.
Exactly. So Shawnee B is up next. Let's see how he fares with Harriet and Otis in leg one of the Elfing Good Christmas Challenge.
All right, Otis. Good lolly?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your favourite lolly?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Is that your favourite food?
Yes.
Yeah? Love some chocolate. How good's chocolate? Do you have a favourite parent?
Mummy.
Mummy. How come mummy? Does she let you eat more chocolate?
No.
No? Who eats you more, let you eat more chocolate?
Daddy.
Daddy. Ah, but mummy's still the favourite. Yeah? Oh, okay. What's your favourite activity to do with daddy?
Go to the park with daddy.
Go to the park. That sounds fun. How good. What's your favourite song?
Not a fish.
Which one?
Not a fish.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Can you sing it for me?
No.
Just a little bit? Do you know how to sing it?
No.
No? Oh, no. That's all right. What's the hardest thing you've ever done and why? Do you play games?
Yes.
What's the hardest game you've played?
Bingo.
Bingo. That is a pretty hard game. Is that the hardest thing you've ever done, played bingo?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, right. It's a hard game, mate. Well, I'm sure you're very good at it. Well, thank you so much, Otis.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Harriet, what's your favourite food? Do you know? Do you like lollies? Yeah? Did you like those ones I gave you? Would they be your favourite?
Yes.
Yes, they're your favourite? Pascal's Jelly Gems. They're very good, aren't they? Who would your favourite parent be? Do you have one?
Dada.
Dada. Why Dada?
Because he takes me to the park.
Oh, that's very nice, Dad. Do you have a favourite activity to do with Dad? Is that going to the park?
Yes.
Yes, sounds like a fun time. Do you have a favourite song?
Little Fish.
Little Fish. Oh, I need to get onto this Little Fish song. So I missed the train. Never heard of it. Can you sing a bit for me? I heard you have a very beautiful singing voice. What's your other favourite song? Do you like Vance Joy, like Dad?
No.
No, you don't like Vance Joy? Oh, okay. Thought you might get around a bit of Vance. All right, what's the hardest thing you've ever done?
Don't know.
Don't know? Do you play games? What's your favourite game?
Bingo.
Bingo? Is bingo hard? Right, yeah. Is that the hardest game you've ever played? Yeah? Oh. Why is it the hardest game you've ever played?
Because I don't know.
Don't know? Are you good at counting? No? You're not good at counting? Oh, that makes bingo very hard, doesn't it? Well, look, thank you so much for the chat, Harriet. It's been really good. It's been lovely getting to know you.
Okay.
He did better.
I think he did do better. He lured them in with the lollies at the start, which is smart.
At the start, walked in, even though Elf Perry was standing outside the studio banging on the glass and trying to dance for the children.
Yeah.
Shawnee B still got a few more answers, I think.
So he got six, which means Shawnee B takes out leg one of the Elf off.
There you
go. He goes into tomorrow 1-0.
13-10-60. What did you manifest?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yes. Yes.
And did it come through? Mate, I'm starting to believe the manifestation.
Remember that time I put crystals on your head? I knew it got through. Gilly
wasn't it
bounced
on his
straight
chakra?
Off. Yeah, on his mind chakra and his throat chakra and his heart chakra. Yeah. But I could tell they sunk in, whereas you, they like deflected right off, Gilly. Oh.
Bad juju's on
you.
You
didn't have crystals going to my chakra?
Because you have got an aura around you, babe, which just...
Rejects it
a little, whereas
like
Ducko,
a repellent of,
like
of
osmosis, I got through his hard exterior surface and we're in.
We're in now.
Don't know if I've had a greater insult than a crystal effect rejector.
So 13-10-60, would you manifest? Did it come true? Reminder, our Call of Fame prize, 2 nights accommodation and a 2-bedroom beach house at Moby's Beachside Retreat, just for getting involved.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about cork boards. I want to hear about plans. I want to hear about diaries. Yeah. I want to hear about affirmations.
Yeah.
I want to hear about post-it notes on the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. I am close to fully believing in manifestation, but I don't yet. So if the Hit Fam
calls
through...
It's only taken me 2 years. I'm proud of myself.
If the Hit Fam calls through and has some good examples, I reckon that'll tip me.
Okay. Connor Watson, give us a buzz.
See, Connor Watson was the start of my manifestation journey.
Oh, really?
No, sorry. Jess was.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Good save, man.
What if we get Thanks, pushed bro. To the side?
Let me retract my comments. Jess was. I dumped myself. And then Connor. He came in manifesting.
Yeah. He really backed in.
Yes.
The thinking. Because you met Connor when he was, you know, he was doing all right. But then you saw him go through that injury.
Yep, the Achilles.
And come over the other side being like, look, I had a lot of time to reflect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of time with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And I've realized in the power of manifestation.
Yeah.
And then how much of a Zen master was he?
He was a big Zen boy.
Great. And then he managed to get less money at the Roosters. So...
He chose that life.
You don't know what he manifested. He was very secretive about manifestation and what he was
manifesting.
Maybe he manifested a chicken and less pay, all right? Shush it up.
Anyway, okay. A lot of people manifested for Pam to get better. She's getting better. Then Tom Holland, who plays the current Spider-Man. Everyone loves Tom Holland.
We love Tom Holland.
The clip has gone viral because he's manifested his whole life and career. Okay. First of all, they asked him in an interview, okay, who was your first ever celebrity crush? And he says...
Who was your first ever celebrity crush?
Zendaya.
Oh, And who's he currently smooshing booties with?
Zendaya.
Thank you very much.
I hadn't even met
great.
At that
stage. So Exhibit A is, he said he likes an attractive girl that...
I say I like attractive men all the time. I didn't end up marrying the one that I was saying. You know what I mean?
I was saying celebrity guys. Yes, yes. Yeah,
I didn't end up meeting Scott Eastwood and Winnie and marrying him.
Yeah.
He did. He's shacked up with it.
Had to settle for Angus.
No, I'm just saying, what I put out into the world, I didn't get. Didn't manifest hard enough, obviously, for Scott Eastwood.
Whereas Tom Holland
manifested.
You got the poor man Scott Eastwood.
I got the poor man Scott Eastwood. I got the blonde Scott Eastwood. Love you, Angus.
And then Tom Holland said, this is back in 2012 when the movie The Impossible came out about the tsunami with Naomi Watts.
He was like eight, nine at the time? Yeah. He was young
because he's 25 now. This was in 2012. And this is what he said on the red carpet when asked about future projects and what he wants to do for his career. Because he was still a kid actor then. You never know what's going to happen.
What kind of superhero would I want to play? Maybe Spider-Man in like 10 years' time.
Five years later, hello, he's playing Spider-Man.
Hang on. So he supercharged his manifesting. He said 10 years.
I know.
He got it in five.
The chakra gods were good to him.
He had lots of post-it notes on the bathroom mirror.
Or inaccurate. Either way.
And then number three, this is a bit bad audio. They asked him, what is your favourite video game? And he said...
My favourite video game is called Uncharted.
It's called what?
Uncharted. Now, that's a new movie. It's a massive franchise game on PlayStation. It's now getting brought out into a film. He is playing Drake, the main character in Uncharted.
Are you joking?
Boom. And he doesn't look anything like Drake.
His whole life.
Everyone's saying he probably shouldn't play Drake because it doesn't really match the character. But he's playing Drake because he manifested it.
Doesn't matter if you're not right for the role.
Yeah.
If you've manifested hard enough, it'll come to you.
Yeah. Look, 13 10 60. I'm not going to lie to you. The calls have been slow here.
It's all right. So, I've already got a text.
Oh God. Okay.
Good friend of the show, Casey.
Casey, what's Casey
saying? Straight onto it. She's obviously too busy to pick up the phone. She's texted. Manifested the twin girls. For years, I told everyone I would like to have twins, and I would have twins, and even told the sonographer there would be two girls in there.
There you go, Trace.
What has she just given birth to? Nick, you know.
Two girls.
Wow.
Tilly and Morgan.
Okay. Manifest it.
She manifested her own babies.
13, 10, 60. Can you sway me? Is it real? Manifestation. What'd you manifest?
Hit fam. I've done my bit. Connor Watson did his bit. Tom Holland has now done a bit. You got to step up now.
We'll do it next. Do your bit.
Deborah in Rutherford, what did you manifest?
I manifested. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I love you guys. I listen every morning and I think you guys are just the absolute bomb.
Oh, Deb.
Bless you, Deb.
We love you.
Love you.
So I'm now 52 and when I was 26, I had been in a relationship for 5 years, absolutely miserable. I was reading about manifestation, so I wrote down on a piece of paper exactly what I wanted in a man, and I buried it in the backyard, and I used to put little sticky notes around the house where he couldn't find them, and I'm not even lying, 3 months before I was supposed to marry this man, my now 23 years of happy marriage husband walked into my life, I left him a week later, and my life has been bliss ever since.
Oh my God, Deb!
I've never heard the burying in the backyard. That's another level of manifestation.
Wow, yes, I've not heard. What's the thing about burying it, Deb? Like to make it one with the earth or something?
To make it grow into reality.
Oh,
to make
it grow. Oh, you've never tried planting a manifestation, Gilly.
That's where you've
let yourself down.
I mean, everything I've planted has died.
That's
so
very true.
I'm not sure that's a good system for me. I've killed a cactus before, so.
Well, thank you, Deb.
Deb!
Good to hear from you.
That is a brilliant story.
That's so nice to hear. Very long marriage. Yeah. All been bliss.
And on the verge of marrying the wrong man.
Yeah.
And she got out of it. The universe went, whoop, nah, we're going to divert there you there, go. Deb. Here's the right person
for
you.
For a reason.
George is in Cameron Park. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Wonderful. Thank you. Have you manifested something in your life?
I have. I manifested my now current partner.
Okay. Another relationship one.
Did you put him in the back garden as well?
I didn't bury it, but I did lots of journaling and used lots of like affirmations and stuff. I just kind of wrote about different things that I wanted in a partner, something that matched my values in life, that was very specific about like what I wanted him to look like, what I wanted him to do as a job, our lifestyle together and everything. And about 4 months ago, I met a guy and he is absolutely beautiful.
And it was all those things. He had the job and the looks that you had specified.
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't get no poor man's version.
No,
Jess.
Wait, no. What was the job, if you don't mind me asking, Georgia?
It was just, it wasn't a specific job. It was just like hardworking.
Oh, yes. The attributes.
So, and yeah, and he is a hard worker. So, oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I love this. Okay. How are you feeling, Ducko?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you feeling good?
I don't know, manifesting was so much like writing it down and putting it out there and chucking it in the backyard.
Well, look, it's one thing to think about it, but it's another to physically put it to the universe.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm learning. Yeah.
Deanne in Martinsville, what did you manifest?
Hey, guys. Well, this time last year, we were down in our luck with Christmas coming up and loss of jobs and everything like that. So I entered the Elfing Good Christmas and I won with you guys last year.
Oh, Deanne.
That's true.
Yes, you did.
We put it out there and we picked up that call.
That's right. And Pez the Elf did very well for you, if I recall.
Yes. Yes, he did amazing. And the community reached out even further, and so did you guys. And you've made it the best Christmas I've ever, ever had.
Oh, yes, Deanne. Thank you. That's
good
to hear.
And she manifested it.
That's
so
nice to hear.
That's really lovely.
And if you do want to be part of that, hit.com.au to register.
Exactly. Well, that seems to be a little vote for Pez there, who is going up for his role again, but against Shawnee B.
Yeah, producer Alex is taking calls at the moment, but she manifested that Nick Jonas divorces Priyanka Chopra.
Any day now.
Is that so you can be with him?
Yes, absolutely.
I wonder if the universe accepts malicious manifestations. You know what I mean?